This is Ed McMahon. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
Talking with Joe E. Tata, and of course, he was well known as Nat on Beverly Hills 90210. And I am a person who has watched every episode of that show since the beginning. And as a trivia question, the only adult in that show that ever existed through the whole show is you.
Yeah, I know. My daughter always said I was the only functioning adult.
Well, I mean, it's amazing that you went through the whole thing, through the Peach Pit, the whole deal. Things changed around, but you were always a steady force behind these kids.
Yeah, that's good writing.
Well, yeah, it is good writing, but I mean, I obviously in the show, your character,
yes.
Nat, was very important to all these kids and as a steadying influence. Were you in real life important to some of these kids as well?
Yes, and vice versa to me also. When I was going through my problems, which was a divorce, they were there like champs for me. And, I mean, none of them had any idea what the feelings or the pain was, but, boy, were they there. So I very well, we connected when we met immediately.
Hmm.
Yes. So on the other end of that story, I get letters from everybody. I wish you were my boss. I wish you were my uncle. I wish my dad would understand, you know?
Yeah.
So, and letters that I get from overseas, from, like, Asia. I get letters, you know, the mama's on and papa's on. Some of the old-timers are watching 90210 to try to understand their westernized children. You know?
That's interesting. It was a great show. I feel so sad to see it go, but tonight will be the final hurrah.
Yep.
Yeah.
This will be it. Adios, amigos. 300 episodes.
Yeah, one good thing that happened, though, I think that at least as someone like me who followed the show from the beginning, I always thought that David and Donna should be together, so.
Yeah, interesting, too. Me too. Above all, I was really hoping in my heart, I was going, God, I hope it's those two, because it's like she held out from day one, even, you know, sleeping with them. And the fans really took to that. They loved it.
Mm.
They did. They loved, because it was, you know, there was that tension. See, once you do it, it's all over.
Yeah.
The anxiety.
Tell me a little bit about some of the cast members, the kids, growing up on the show. Obviously, the one that stands out is having some problems with Shannon Daugherty, who seems to have straightened out her act. Why didn't they bring her back for the final episode?
That was Shannon's idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Aaron would have done it?
I haven't any idea. I know that what I heard is she said she changed her mind.
Hmm. So,
that's as simple as it is. You know,
yeah.
I stay out of that end.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I've decided a long time ago I want to be in this business for a long time. And because of it, I try to stay away from all of that stuff. But I have great admiration for her for creating this character she did. And I don't mean Brenda Walsh. I mean Shannon Daugherty.
Right.
Come on. That's, you know, I wouldn't want to live that way, but somehow some people can take it.
Yeah. Now, Jason Priestley, we've all seen grow up on the show, and Jason, you know, started
That's
producing it.
That's what I tell everyone.
Yeah.
I just adore that guy so much. In fact, all of them. Ian, Brian. Brian Green has grown to be such a wonderful man. What a nice young man. I mean, a terrific guy.
Hmm.
And Lucas Perius, or Luca, as I used to call him, he's terrific. They're all compassionate. They're all good guys. I call them the dudes, and then the dudettes, you know?
Yeah, Luke, when he left, was kind of sad, but he did come back, so.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, look at what the press did when he came back, like we all turned our back on him. None of that was true. We were so happy to have him back.
Well, did anybody get saddened that he left? I mean, were
you
guys...
Of course, but you get saddened the way you leave, but you got to remember, when was he going to strike to go leave? When it was all over? You know, he took a shot, and I have great admiration for him.
Mm. You just mentioned working, and you've worked for a long time on a lot of shows. Probably best known before 90210 was probably your role as a Solly on the Rockford Files.
Right.
Which was also a really great show that lasted a while.
Yep. And there's another great guy right there, Jimmy Gardner. And,
yeah.
You know, he's the pro.
Mm.
And, you know, he's a stand-up guy. I don't know. I've been lucky. I've always worked with good, solid people. There was very little gun smoke and BS, as I call it, you know?
You know, that you also have the answer to more than one trivia question. The first one would be, of course, who's the only adult member that lasted throughout the whole run of 90210? That would be number one. But number two, what villain was the first one to ever steal the Batmobile in the old Batman series? And that was you!
Yeah. I remember Gorshin looking at me going, "You're going to do this, aren't you?" And I said, "Come on, man, we got to make memories." We didn't do, you know what the ceiling was, don't you? We just, I was going right around the building, and that was the cut. And I kept going, and Gorshin says to me, "Joey, wait," and I said, "I'm going to do it." When we went right out the gate, the guard waved, took the car out the gate, got out to Washington Boulevard where we were shooting out there in Culver City. I did a U-ey, came right back into the gate, guard waved again, and I followed in. And I said to Gorshin, I said, "Now there, we're going to go down in the history books for stealing the Batmobile."
Hmm. How was that thing to drive? Was it fun?
Don't even go there.
Well, tell me about it. I want to know. I never drove.
It looked great.
Yeah.
It looked great, yeah. But whatever they put in it for a motor, for the show.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
We've had Adam West on the show and Burt Ward a couple times. And, of course, Burt wrote that wild book about all his sexual exploits. You sound like you have a book in your mind. Maybe one day writing a book about some of the things you've done?
Oh, I don't know. I've had a lot of people approaching me. It's just that they want garbage, and I don't know garbage. I walk away from garbage. You know, hope. You want to talk about, you know, things positive. I mean, for crying out loud, you come to town and everybody says, "No, I don't know what to do with you." And, you know, 42 years later, they still don't know what to do with you, but you've still been working.
Mm. So, you know, talking about working, I happen to be looking. I love the Nickelodeon and all these other channels where you can see some of these old shows.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to be watching a Gomer Pyle USMC.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking at the thing, and I said, you know, that looks like the guy who plays Nat on Beverly Hills 90210.
Himself.
Yeah. Was that a regular feature role you had on that?
Yeah, I did. Interestingly enough, I had six shows on Gomer, and the same as 90210. I only had a six-show deal, and, you know, 300 later. Yeah, but... that was it. But I was a young guy then, and I was really just starting to get my chops and just starting to work. And all of a sudden, after the sixth show, they just had me there. I don't know, Golly Gomer, Gee Gomer, Wow Gomer, and I just went and said, you know, I feel like a high-priced extra, and I left. And my agent fired me.
Hmm.
Everybody told me I was stupid. And I felt pretty dumb after 4 weeks, but then... I was on the contract to Warner Brothers for a series called No Time for Sergeants.
Which also was huge.
For half the money, and I was happier than hell.
Yeah, because, well, you had more of a role in that show, right?
That's right.
Yeah. You know, people don't understand this, but, you know, if someone pays you, say, even $10,000 a week or some insane amount of money to stand around and do nothing, or they pay you $1,000 to do something that really excites you, most people, after a while, would take the lower-paying job.
Yeah, well, you know, we went on hiatus, and... I noticed that the 500 credits I had before 90210 really didn't mean anything to anyone, except that I did them.
Yeah.
And these next three aren't going to really mean anything. So instead of just going out and doing other shows, if you will, the movie of the weeks, I've been doing a lot of these things. And I did throw them for SC, you know?
Yeah.
And they whipped me. I kept going, "Thank God I'm in the union."
You know, it seems to me like, at least from what I've seen, Fox a lot of times recycles some of the stars from the shows. When one show goes off, they bring them back for another one. Is that something that interests you, though, if it came along?
I just love to work. That's
I know.
The thing that makes me happy. The rest of life is just existing to me, honest. I'm serious.
Hey, Aaron's doing another show that's going to be on.
Aaron's got several of the shows. But, you know, you got to remember, this is a strange business. You know, I was a gangster for 25 years, and I started out in comedy, and all I've ever wanted to do was comedy. And 25 years, I never got to do it.
Hmm.
And I played a gangster for 25 years. So somehow they like putting you here, and it's not really so much I want to fight it. Like, all right, you know, another one, but I have fun with it. You know, I try to, the same dialogue, just have a little different interpretation. And so I started to have a game with it, and that's what got me through. Please, I've been in a bowling shirt for goddamn 10 years.
And that's true. That was pretty much your uniform, wasn't it?
14 changes. 14 changes.
Yeah.
300 shows.
Yeah, you'd be like the guy in that. There was a guy that was one of the stars of Laverne and Shirley who ran the bowling alley, and he was always in a bowling shirt every
yeah,
show.
Yeah, a bowling shirt. Well, the bowling shirt, in a way, was kind of a blessing because when the show did get popular, it seemed if I didn't have on a short sleeve shirt, which I don't wear anyway, I felt like Clark with the glasses. Oh, it's the truth. It was really fun. In fact, I said that to Hyatt one day, because we were walking, going through some mall or whatever, and they were all looking at Hyatt, and all of a sudden they go, "That's me. That was me." You know?
They recognize you.
So that's the fun part.
Yeah, I guess that must be the fun part. Of course, sometimes you can go overboard, especially with some of these poor teen idols, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that makes it difficult. I mean, when Luke was mobbed at that mall.
Mm, I remember that.
You know, 10,000 kids chased coming at you. He said to me, "Joey, was that scary?"
I would think it would be. And earlier, you know, him and Jason, some of the cast were mobbed by the women, and some of the women in the cast were mobbed by men, and it was wild.
Oh, yeah. It's just amazing. Yeah, when they were in, they called me when they landed in London, and they were saying, they thought the Beatles were in town.
Hmm.
And it was just that crazy, and I could hear them yelling and screaming, you know.
What ever happened to the girl who played Claire on the show?
Claire, she went back to Canada.
Yeah.
The Kathleen Robertson.
Yeah, she never came back for the finale, huh?
I guess not. You know, I guess she just wanted to go back to Canada. I remember she said she really missed living there and blah, blah, blah.
I actually liked that character because she was the daughter of a dean and Steve
yeah.
was going to school there. It was really an interesting scenario, actually.
Yeah, and she had an attitude that was really, you know, just off the wall, and I loved it. But that's the great thing for me, the show so terrific, is the identification with these people. I mean, come on, there's no blue-white blondes in Sri Lanka.
Mm.
So, yeah, you know, it's the story and the characters. They hooked on to those people, and they just love them.
Can't remember what ends
in the things. I mean, I go to the market, the bank, they want to know what's the next episode, what's going on.
Mm. I remember when they added Lindsay Price as Janet, and you know, she was working with Steve in the newspaper, and I never thought that would end up in a marriage on the show, but actually now they seem like they belong together.
Yeah, yeah, and she's a love. She is a love. She's really a sweetheart. And Ian, I love Ian. Oh, I love him. I am serious. Ian's the kind of guy you just want to take home, and you know, because he's just the smile, and he's loyal, and he's a good friend to me. I'll say that.
Hmm. Now, do you anticipate hanging with these guys, still seeing them a lot? Or?
Yeah, we keep in touch. Luke has been traveling more, and Brian is really, you know, into his music.
Hmm.
And so just yakking and talking, I'm kind of foreign in that area with, the music and stuff like that. But I see Ian and Jason. You know, Jason's not in town, but when he is, we get together. We always manage to keep in touch, a phone call, always.
All I can think of is that those three, if you're hanging around with them, they must be babe magnets to the first degree.
They're aces. They're the best fun relatives you could ever have in your life. they're really good. They're bright. You know, it's just amazing what people don't even realize about those guys, those young people. They're really bright. Good business heads.
Well, tonight on Fox TV, the ending of 902. What am I going to do on Wednesday nights?
Yeah, what are you going to do on Wednesday nights? Well, they'll put in something else. Yeah. Oh, you know what's interesting? I did a show, one of the talk show, radio show, and they told me that our show knocked off 66 shows opposite us for the 10 years.
That's amazing.
And we got Bill Cosby 3 times. We got Tony Danza twice. I mean, then we're talking major hitters.
And this, of course, was the first major successful drama on Fox.
Yeah.
It really was.
Johnny Depp, when he had...
21 Jump Street.
21 Jump,
yeah. That's
yeah.
It right, too.
Yeah, they were, that was a terrific show. But this one here, I'm looking at a frame that we got, all of us got, and it just says, thanks for making TV history, you know?
Mm.
And it's really cool, and it's a picture of every one of us.
When I first Yeah, when I first interviewed the folks from 90210 10 years ago, they sent me a cast photo that they all signed.
Yeah.
I have that on my wall here. That one has even a Shannon Doherty signature on it.
Oh, my goodness. You are lucky.
Yes,
you are lucky.
The signature tried to smack me a couple of times, but I got out of the way. But, well, Joe, I hope that that things work out well for you, and that the next step will be as good as all the past steps. I'm sure it will be. It seems like every time you get a new show, you even do better and better.
Yeah, well, that's the way I kind of look at it. You know, everybody used to say the rungs of the ladder. I never understood it. And it's just different levels of what you do and how fast you get there and how long you want to be around.
Mm.
I'm into the longevity game. As Cagney said to me, longevity kid, longevity. That means you got talent.
Cagney actually said that to you?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
That must be, to work like with a guy like that must be amazing. I mean, it's obviously you were a young guy then. And
And
must have just been awesome.
Well, but you know, if you get good role models and you get, as I said, I was taught by the kings, you know, the Skeltons and the Jack Webbs, even in his way, and the Irwin Allens, and people that the Howard Koch, these people just had a sense of, you know, and as Red said to me, they hate actors, stay in television, you'll always make a living.
Well, you know something, the way you're just talking about those guys, I'm sure there are now a crop of kids talking about you the same way.
Well, I hope so, because every time I used to try to, like, get a little gift or something for any one of those guys I mentioned to say thank you, they used to go, don't do that. Just give back to somebody else who looks in your eyes the same way you did to us.
Mm.
So I never forgot that, and I hope I can. I hope I can. And this character, Nat, by the way, has really touched me with a bunch of kids. I mean, the letters I get from kids are unbelievable.
Well, you know something? Unfortunately, Joe, there are a lot of children out there with no fathers and no male direction, and someone like Nat is a great role model for these kids.
Yeah. It's, you know, keep it honest, keep it simple, and, you know, have fun, humor. You got to have humor, because it's going to be there. Life is not easy. It's tough, but it's humor. If you keep humor, you know, one day, just pick one day at a time. Fill it up and, you know... And if Tuesday's crappy, so what? Go to bed and wake up Wednesday and say, here we go again. You know, you got to do it. And just keep the smile.
Well, Joey, I want to thank you so much for coming on and for also for 10 years of entertainment on 90210. And I look forward to your next assignment.
Thank you, and I look forward to speaking to you again.
Take care.
Okay, thank
you. Bye-bye.
Bye.